Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do the Irish complain about bad service? If you're out and about and you get a bad meal or poor service, do you speak up at the time or do you wait until you get home? We're great complaining after the event, aren't we? And tell the world and its mother how bad things are. Well, I'm interested in this. This sparked a great conversation amongst our team today here in News Talk. Justine O'Mahony wrote the piece in the Wexford People, and it's comical, the amount of stuff that went wrong. She does say, I'm really good at complaining. I love an old whinge, but not in restaurants, never in restaurants. I'm struck dumb, find it really hard to find my voice. But just an absolute shambles of a meal. Everything went wrong. Cremated chicken, rare lamb. And just when they thought things were going well at the end, she did complain. She spoke up, said, listen, it was disastrous. They gave her the bill. They took everything off it and just left the desserts on it. Her husband went and gave a very generous tip. And then the manager comes running out and says, you're actually given the wrong bill. So the husband whipped back the generous tip and wasn't quite so generous. Just absolute disaster. But she was, I think, thankful that she spoke up because, you know, just a litany of things went wrong. So I'm interested to hear, do you speak up at the time or do you tell your friends later? Eric, are Irish people uncomfortable complaining about poor service? What's your experience?
Well, I think they are very uncomfortable if they're born in the 50s or 60s like myself, because, you know, we respected the authority and the doctors were treated with awe, and restaurants, you know, we didn't really eat in restaurants. So when we did go, it was another thing of awe. You know, you don't upset everybody. What I would say is that, you know, I think we all have our little red lines.
Yes.
If they're crossed, we complain. Like, you know, I did have a chicken once where when I cut through it, there was blood coming out of it.
Oh, no.
I called up then because I knew then that that's a thing where I could get food poisoning. And in fairness, they took it away and gave me a fresh, I won't say fresh chicken, but a well-cooked chicken. And they gave me a free dessert. You know, that was a good complaint. It reminded me time of a restaurant where I was in England, where they had a sign on the wall and it says, if you enjoyed your meal, tell everybody. If you didn't enjoy your meal, tell us. And that means so much because it's giving you permission to complain.
It's really important. That's sage advice, I think, because I think from a restaurateur's point of view, the worst thing you can do is not say anything and leave and tell all your friends, or worse still,
exactly,
go and give them a terrible review online, because that is the digital version of word of mouth these days, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And the other thing too I find in restaurants is that some people love their job. They're smiling, they're how courteous, and they're, you know, asking how you're getting on your meal. And others literally are there for the summer and they don't like the job, you know?
Yeah.
What can I get you?
And they're miserable.
Miserable. And I often feel like saying, if you're so miserable, why are you in this job? You know, it's so important that if you're dealing with the public, that the public have felt feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And appreciated, you know?
Completely. And also, Eric, you know, we build up to these occasions, we treat ourselves, we look forward to the meal. You know, it's a lovely time out, and then suddenly we're greeted with that. It's, you know, yeah, it's a bit disappointing, to say the least.
It cost a fortune.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you nearly have to wear 2 or 3 days' earnings to go for a meal now, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But your one time that you complained was dealt with in an efficient way.
It was dealt with. No, I did have a meal last Sunday actually, and the glasses were dirty, but we didn't have water. So when I said dirty, no, they weren't filthy dirty. They were just like flecks of dust on them.
Okay.
And I didn't bother complaining. You know, I just felt, yeah, sure, if we're not on water, I won't complain. But I'm quite sure if I did, those glasses would have been replaced very quickly.
Yes, okay. You know? But that wasn't a red line for you. I understand the chicken would be, and it should be for everyone.
Also, they were green. And I did feel like saying, come here, green glasses, like.
Not a great idea. Kareen, can I go to you? Are Irish people getting better at complaining, do you think? Are we speaking up?
I think they're getting better, especially, you know, the new generation. I mean, back in my husband's day, like your man was saying, you grew up not complaining, and going to a restaurant was a big treat. But now with people dining out all the time, I think they are getting better. Now, they're not quite there yet. They're not like with the Americans who would definitely send their food back if it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But they're getting better. And I don't know if it's the Irish don't want to bring attention to themselves, or they're afraid the manager will think they're looking for something free, or what it is. But I do think they're getting better, and they should, because the price of food these days, oh my gosh. I mean, if something's not cooked right, if something you ordered well done and they give you rare, things like that, has to be brought to the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're paying so much money for your meal now. It's a big treat to go out. I just would encourage people, you don't have to be mean or rude or anything. You just have to say, you know, just lay your complaint on the table. And when I complain about something, I'll ask for a manager, and I tell them straight up, I'm not looking for anything free now. I don't want anything off my bill. I just want to bring to your attention such and such.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to think I'm looking for something. And I think that's a perception that we have.
Yeah, the approach is key, isn't it?
The approach is absolutely key. And you don't have to make a big deal. You don't have to be nasty. You don't mm-hmm. have to be. Just be polite. Be kind. Ask the manager. You know, chances are, anytime I've complained, and I've done plenty of it in my day, the managers want to know. Of course they want to know if something's not being done right, because that's their reputation. You want people to come back to your restaurant.
Yeah, it's the mark of a good restaurant as well.
Yes, absolutely. They want you to come back, and they want to be consistent. And that's one of the things I do find really hard in Ireland, is the consistency isn't always there. You go one time, you rave to your friends about it, you've got to try this place, and the next time you go, it's horrible. And that is just something that is a pet peeve of mine. And if a restaurant is bad the next time, I'll never give them another chance, because that's it. You know, it depends on what chef is on or whatever. But any decent manager is going to want to know if something's not right.
Of course. Now, Paul is going to disagree with us here. He's saying never send food back in a restaurant. They'll kick it around the kitchen and back onto the pan and back to you.
I just totally disagree with that. Now, maybe if it was a bunch of teenagers in the kitchen, but a chef, most chefs that I've met, they take pride in their food. You know,
yeah.
If they make a mistake and something goes out, they want to know and they want to fix it. They don't want unhappy customers any more than the manager does. You know, I mean, the chef, a lot of these restaurants are owned by the chef even. Of course they want to know. I don't believe that they're spitting on food and throwing it around on the floor. I mean, like I said, maybe in a place that has no management and there's a bunch of young people running it that think it's all a big joke. But I mean, who goes to restaurants like that?
Of course, yeah.
I really don't believe that happened.
I think the other thing with Irish people was that, we, you know, we didn't want to make a fuss. We don't want to upset anyone. We don't want to offend. Just get on with it, you know?
That's exactly it. They're very, and they're a bit reserved, and they are polite, and they don't want to make a scene. They don't want to bring attention to themselves. They don't want to. That's getting better, though. I have noticed that younger people, you know, that are in their 30s and 40s, that's young to me now. They will. I mean, they will bring it up if something's not right. They're getting better. They're not there, but they're getting better.
Mm-hmm. Someone else says Irish people are too scared to complain at the time, don't want to upset people or be seen as difficult, but then do worse and complain to everyone else. People that can't do anything about it. It's just sneaky. I mean, that has to be a restaurant's nightmare situation. The customer says nothing and then reports it to everyone who listen.
Absolutely. I mean, no restaurant wants that. They want you to tell everybody how good they were. They want to know. Most decent managers now, and most of them are now, in my opinion, 80% of the restaurants. So I do some restaurant reviews, by the way, so I know this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know when something's wrong. But equally, I think that what the Irish, I'd like to see them do more of, is if everything is perfect, call the manager over and say, that was a great experience. The food was great. The service was great. I just want you to know that I'm really happy and I'll be back.
So compliment when things go well. Yes, good point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think
we
that,
have
that
Margaret
makes all the
on
difference.
The line. I'd love to get your thoughts, Margaret, on this.
Yeah, well, your previous caller there has said a lot of what I would have said to you.
Mm-hmm. She stole all your lines, did she?
Not quite. I think there's another angle. The tipping, the mandatory tipping in restaurants, particularly if you've had a bad meal. I don't see why I should have to tip. I would be one of the people who would probably unless I got an atrocious meal altogether, go out and complain to my friends rather than say anything to the management. But I do know, you know, restaurants that where you meet the proprietor, etc., they want to know, because they will improve on that. They don't know. And I also feel sorry for, you know, the waiting staff, because they're not the ones who cook the meal. But we tend, if we are complaining, to be very adversarial about it, which is very unfair to a waiter or a waitress. But I do think that possibly don't leave a tip is one way of expressing your displeasure at the meal. And as your previous callers have said, you're paying a lot of money for food nowadays.
Yeah, it's a good way of showing it. You see, it's the fear of looking mean that we keep doing the tips as well. Ger, what do you think?
I suppose I agree with most of what's been said. We've got a coffee shop here in the Old Boardwalk Coffee, and I think from my own point of view, it's great to get the complaint. At least you can rectify it. You can improve your standards. Obviously, coffee shop, we don't get as many complaints, or, you know, we're not serving so much hot meals as other restaurants. But it's great to get the feedback. A lot of people come and they say, yeah, this was great, that was great. But I think we learn more as an owner from the negative feedback than we will from the positive feedback. It means that we can put other things in place, or maybe customers will make a suggestion that maybe if you had something different on the menu, which I find very helpful. I suppose, again, I was born a bit older than a lot of people. I would be very slow to complain in a restaurant myself, unfortunately. And, you know, sometimes it's disappointing. But I suppose we were born in an era where you didn't complain, grateful for what you got, and, you know, be thankful if you got it. So I suppose from that point of view, it's great to see the younger people. They send back food, they complain if it's not right, and it just helps everybody to improve the standards. If the standards are higher, it's going to improve the tourism industry in Ireland, which is a huge employer in this country, and I suppose that's very important for the whole economy.
Absolutely. I've worked in bar restaurants all my life. I've now got out of it because of reviews. I've witnessed a lady sitting with a notebook and pen during a meal. The last straw for me was a day when I was awaiting results for my daughter's leukemia tests. I wasn't rude, but I had been quiet, and the customer wrote that I was not engaged. So that's kind of a very unique one there. A lot of people talking about, oh, it's always the snobs that complain, someone says, and you would never get a cup of tea in their homes, from Pat. So we shouldn't complain at all, according to Pat. There was another one here. How would you react to those, Ger?
I suppose we all have our own opinions.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's what makes us unique. And I suppose really, I wouldn't agree that it's always the subs that complain. I suppose people complain when they have a genuine complaint. It's unfortunate that somebody is sitting reviewing a staff member. We don't know what people are going through in their lives on a daily basis. They turn up for work and they put in a good shift. And we don't know what
it's a reminder.
And I suppose we have to be a little bit compassionate for both our customers and our staff. And it's a stressful business to be in. A lot of people coming through, they're in a hurry. They want it quickly. They want it right. They want, you know, top class service. And look, it's not always possible to do that for every customer, but we do our best.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a good few texts from chefs as well, by the way. And there seems to be a consistent theme amongst them, which is please do complain. Please do speak up. And it's not like we're complaining, but maybe we're feeding something back so they can actually learn from it. And it sounds like any, you know, well-established quality restaurant will be delighted to get that feedback and fix it while you're there rather than you go off and tell people later on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Hey Chicago, Wayfair's big sale is on now. It's Way Day. For 3 days only, now through October 7th, get up to 80% off online and at the new Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette. Score furniture, cookware, holiday decor, and more. Way Day is the sale to stock up for the season ahead. Plus, enjoy family fun and in-store surprises. Shop Wayfair's big sale now through October 7th online and at the Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.